You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Magandang araw po sa ating lahat, mga kababayan, mga kapuso, at mga kaibigan. Narito po tayo ngayon dito sa Adelaide po sa Central Market at ating pong kakapanayamin si Miss Cynthia Caird. Siya po ang manager ng Migrant Resource Center. It's a government department po na in charge ng mga migrante dito sa South Australia. Ngayong 17th ng November po ay nagkaroon ng Strides for Strength, a human rights community campaign walk against domestic violence na spearheaded po by the Liberian-Australian Foundation in cooperation with the SA Government's Migrant Resource Center na inirepresenta nga po ni Ms. Cynthia Caird. This is a public invitation march at ang Filipino community presence in the march was also represented by her. Kaya narito po tayo ngayon at atin po siyang kakapanayamin tungkol sa marchang ito. Cynthia, would you mind giving us more information about this march and all the objectives that are related with it?
The Australian Migrant Resource Centre is very pleased to support an initiative by the community to help prevent domestic violence, and particularly violence against women and children. And so the Liberian Australian Foundation has sought our support to inform community that they would like to do that. And this is the third year of the march. And it's not a really big march, 75 or so people, but the representation of people during the march has actually been exciting because there are representations not only from the Liberian community but also with the African, other African groups, Middle Eastern, even the Asian groups, and lots of representatives from government and then government sector.
Itong mga movements against domestic violence na gawa ng community, can you give us more information sa mga observations mo regarding whether nagprogreso ba ito or paano ang naging epekto?
That's actually one of the things that people are looking at because there is now a massive national campaign to prevent domestic violence against women and children. And this is through the national campaign by the Australian government. So there is a lot of engagement, active engagement of various sectors in the community for communities to understand that violence is unacceptable in Australia. It is a criminal act, especially if it's against women and children. So that government has actually made a lot of ways, like there's domestic violence training where Lifeline Australia is actually involved, and the Australian Migrant Resource Centre contributes to it in terms of the delivery of multicultural stream, meaning we train frontline workers to understand the needs and issues of new and emerging communities in relation to domestic violence. So that has been a program that has been going on in the last 6 years and will still continue on until 2020. It is funded by the government so that all people who are working with new and emerging community people will actually be able to understand the intricacies of how to recognize, how to respond, and how to refer clients who are experiencing domestic and family violence.
Maigi naman at dito sa mga migrante, normally culturally, di ba, tahimik tayo pagdating sa mga ganyan. Anong observation mo? Nagiging more open ba ang mga ito habang tumatagal sila dito?
It is quite amazing that efforts, community education sessions has allowed communities to voice out and speak out about domestic violence experiences, if not for themselves, but for other members of the community. So that people have actually, there are more reporting on domestic and family violence experiences. Services had been joined in to actually make sure that there's a comprehensive assistance when women and children are in domestic violence situations or when their safety are at stake. So there is that very strong movement about why domestic violence, there is a very strong campaign about why domestic violence occurs in communities, and it's not only in new and emerging communities, but also with other communities as well. And it's a national and international issue among families and communities. Australia has tapped itself to actually be leading anti-domestic and family violence campaign to ensure community safety and the nation's safety.
Regarding dito sa cross-cultural intermarriages, may diferensya ba ang kaso ng domestic violence sa pag-handle dito or yung sa paglabas nito compared sa yung mainstream na problema?
Domestic violence is actually a community concern. It's not only affecting people within intercultural marriages. In fact, as a worker for 21 years in this sector, I have seen so many successful marriages, but there are services available for any woman, migrant or refugee woman, who actually will experience domestic violence. There is also some initiatives from the community to inform women to seek support when they are actually in domestic violence situations. And that's actually spoken about in community. People are now reporting or expressing concerns about friends and families who are in those situations.
How do people get in touch with the necessary help? Una ba ang police, or do they communicate with Migrant Resource Center or their community connections?
For those people who actually know our service, they would actually contact us first, but we would explain to them that we can actually support them. We are not the specialist agency to help them, but we can support to refer them on. And when a woman's safety is at stake and we make contact with them, we always ensure that they have the contact of the police, a domestic violence helpline, or they call it 1-300 Respect, or other community services that are actually tasked to address domestic and family violence.
Na-champo naman, this is just in time, ano, dito sa linggong darating dahil, di ba yung may White Ribbon Day that is, to prevent domestic violence, that's on Friday. Could you give us, would you have any idea about that?
Yeah. White Ribbon Australia is a national movement, and their main task is to inform the national in the national arena and in various states, and they've actually made some programs where, other than the information provided, community education sessions, they have nominated and accepted people to become White Ribbon ambassadors. If you are a man, if you are a woman, you can be a White Ribbon champion. You can just support White Ribbon being a person that will speak out about domestic violence. They were actually present today at the march. There was a very strong presence. They also gave out some resources to make the march quite attractive to the general public. They had posters and some paraphernalia that actually has domestic violence messages.
So ayan, narinig po natin si Mrs. Cynthia Kerr tungkol po sa marcha na campaign against domestic violence na nangyari ngayong Sabado dito sa Adelaide. Thank you so much, Mrs. Kerr, for giving us the opportunity to talk to you and for talking about this campaign.
Thank you, Norma. You have always been a very active journalist to cover really important aspects of community life and how to actually progress them. Thank you.
SBS Filipino, sa radio, online at mobile.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.